Unit 18. The horrifying happenings at a student demonstration.
Well, this was...
You were working?
Yes, I was working in a university, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that there was some... It was very sad. One of the students had been killed in a riot. And he was actually the president of the students' union.
Mm-hmm.
So all the students in the country were very, very angry about this.
Naturally.
And they decided to have a protest march at his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So the coffin was on the university campus, and all the students, the university students and the college students and even the school children, came to the campus to march behind the coffin in the funeral. And I was wanting to go. It was a Friday, actually, and I was about to go away for the weekend, but my car was in the garage having something done to it. So I had to go to the garage to pick up my car. And I was really quite oblivious of what was going on in the town. You know, I was very, very tired. I'd been marking exams, and I was just desperate to get my car and get into the country for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked to the garage, which was about a mile and a half away from my house, and I noticed a lot of people milling around in the streets. But I didn't really think about it. I just wanted to get to the garage.
Yes.
And then I came across a solid, jam-packed crowd of people, and I started to move through them. They let me through. And I came across one police cordon, and I just walked through it. And then I came across another police cordon, and I just walked through that. And I suddenly realised that I was in the middle of a small circle of police who were all standing round a coffin, lying on the ground.
And until then, nothing had happened. You were so interested in the car.
Yes. Yes, I just hadn't noticed, you know, I hadn't sort of thought properly what I was doing or you know, that it was a dangerous event or anything. But I suddenly realised there was a deathly silence in the middle of this circle. There was these police with jack boots and crash helmets and this coffin in the middle of the circle. And I suddenly realised there was a terribly angry, tense atmosphere. And at one side of the road there was a fence with a gate in it, and somebody shouted at me behind the gate, "Come in here quick, come in behind the gate with us."
Mm-hmm.
So it was a cafe, actually, and it was the waitress who'd called to me to come in out of the trouble.
Yes.
So I did, and we all peeped through the fence to watch what happened, and it was very, very exciting, actually, because suddenly a police officer strode up to the coffin and ripped off the black pall off the coffin.
How horrible.
And started to wrench the lid open. And you could have heard a pin drop. The whole crowd was simply gasping with horror.
Yes, quite.
And I thought, perhaps, I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he's going to show that the body is somebody else. Or I couldn't think what it could be, why he should be opening a coffin.
You had presumed that it was the student who had been killed earlier.
I knew it was the funeral of the student who'd been killed.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, in this terrible silence, you could hear the nails wrenching out of the wood. And finally the lid was thrown open and the coffin was empty. There was nothing in it.
How horrifying.
And the whole audience let out, the whole crowd, vast crowd, let out a gasp, and the word sort of ran back, "The coffin's empty, the body's gone."
Yes, yes.
And nobody knew what was happening. There was sort of milling, people started milling about and fighting and so on. And all of a sudden, there was a rumble of heavy lorries,
yes.
And down a side lane came about 10 armoured trucks. And the police just started beating the crowd, the crowd of students, into these trucks. And they herded them into the trucks.
Them.
Yes, they herded them, all the waiting students who were following the coffin, they herded them all into these trucks, shut them up, and drove them off.
How horrible.
And I discovered later that what had happened was that the parents of the boy who died had come early that morning and taken his body away to their village to bury him there.
Yes.
But the student leaders had said, well, we mustn't be deprived of the chance to demonstrate and so on. So they'd gone ahead with the funeral without the body.
I wonder how the police got the idea that there was something...
There must have been an informer.
Yes, quite.
So at this particular point, they were stopped and the coffin was opened and they were all arrested.
How horrible.
Yes, it was a very horrid business.
Yes.